Hello, everybody. Let's try to get back together. Yeah, you can do it. If you sit down and end those conversations, then you'll actually have a chance to have a lot more conversations. Yeah. Okay. Michael, thank you. Frank, Thomas, everybody, let's just sit down just for a second because this is not going to last long, believe it or not. Okay. Here's what we're proposing. We had some great ideas. As usual, the collaboration thing led to the better ideas. So one of the things is people know who've been in these standards processes and stuff, getting a whole zillion people in one room and trying to do something, you know, really getting concrete results hard all at once. So the one order bit is let's break into groups to finish the job, whatever the job is. And then the second thing is, what is the job? Some great suggestions about that. So the job we were hoping in this session was to, as they say, populate the framework. That assumes the framework's right, which is actually sort of, that's kind of a star, populate what framework, right? So the job here is to break into self-selecting communities. For instance, maybe the medical ontology folks know each other, but there's this set of 15 ontologies. At least let's just find out who the groups are now in 5 minutes or so, and then break into those groups and go home. I mean, go to the Holiday Inn, do whatever you want, have a drink, and try to fill out at least attempt to understand what the framework, as we've been talking about it, the dimensions that are already written down in that document are, and then feel absolutely free to include others. You have, like Denise's things are online, right? Your slides are online? And then she mentioned several of those, and she has factors, which are like values for the dimensions on several of them, which are sort of the way we're going, okay? So if you can, the minimum requirement, if you can, please, is break into a group of 2, 3, 4 people, take on a set of ontologies, do this thing, and then that what hopefully we'll get from the result is, does the dimensions or factors or whatever it is we have, do they creak and crack and not work at all? And therefore, the data will give us examples of where to go next, Like, those four are completely wrong, but we need 3 new ones, and everyone comes up with... Or there's some convergence on some, not on others, whatever. We'll find that out, right? But we will not have, the wisdom of a crowds guy. These 4 properties of the wisdom of a crowd. One of them is that you don't follow the other people in the market. So if we're independent, we can at least maybe get a sense of, whether these dimensions are working, and whether, can we make any sense of them? So logistically, then, what we're going to do is just we're going to select and assign ourselves to these groups somehow. I'm also going to ask in just a second if anyone has other good ideas while we're all together. And then I'm going to volunteer Peter to be the email stuckee who everyone gets to mail their answers to sometime tonight or something, right? Well, you want to set a deadline of some kind?
Actually, even better, Steve has just uploaded this spreadsheet over to the repository, so small groups can download that and populate the spreadsheet.
But how do they get it back?
I guess email the spreadsheet back.
Okay, yeah, you can email, and it's just, you're just going to be turning in a couple of rows of data, right? But a couple of rows of a paragraph per cell. Of why, folksonomy is low in structure. Here's why. As we understand structure, this is why we think it's low in structure. It's whatever. Things like that. And I do emphasize that, for those of you who have a strong feeling about the adequacy of those dimensions, this is really the right time to say, look, here's a great example of why that thing just falls apart. I can't make any sense of this distinction, or it's missing an important one. Okay? And, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Definitions of the dimensions, are they in the slides that you guys did?
They're in the paper that was passed around by email last week. It's in the wiki too, right?
Yes.
The paper's pointed to in the wiki.
The paper is under framework for consideration.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
But I don't think we have the measures. So, do we rank 1 to 5?
Right.
Or do we say yes, no? I think
the measures, I think, is what I think, I may be misquoting Denise, but this is the idea. That was the point of this session, is trying to get what are the values? Like, is it low, medium, high, or is it has words, has symbols, has numbers, whatever? It depends on the factor, right? You want to say something about that?
I was just suggesting factors that might define the dimensions, because without factors, dimensions are not defined. Okay, so after you define the factors, then you consider whether they're quantifiable or not. So you're one step removed from defining low, higher, medium.
So by factors, you mean some kind of measurable or observable property of a thing, is that right, Denise? So like, for instance, whether or not it supports first order, whether it has propositions, or whether it has words, or whether it's green, those are factors. Is that what you mean?
No, those are values. What entity, whether it has a known entity type is a factor. Whether it has a representational form is a factor. Whether it has a syntax is a factor. So I'm just coming at this from
here. Do you mean range of values then, or something like that?
Range of values is what you would have to say. Then if you said, yes, it has some sort of representational form, what is it? Is it words? Mm-hmm. Is it an equation? Is it a statistical ratio that's well-defined and accepted in every community, et cetera? So, but you have to, you can't just throw all those things into a pot. You have to assign.
No, but I mean a range, so meaning that, it could be a set of numbers which have a description associated with them.
Right.
So that'd be like a linear scale or something.
Exactly. And I don't know what those are yet because we don't know what the factors are.
So it's a bit more we can do that in just 5 minutes. I promise it would be close. We could have Denise explain what the factors are. She doesn't want to do that. That's fine. So the thing here is that there's a methodology underlying that factor stuff, which is not something I can't speak to. Okay, it's not my expertise. But the thing that I'm imagining and envisioning is just imagine these things are these dimensions or factors, or maybe there's a big difference. I don't know. But what these dimensions are things that you should be able to say, this one has a different value than that one. An ontology should lay out on a dimension. That's what I mean by dimension. And the units or scale for that dimension, it could be linear, it could be nominal, it could be binary, who knows? It depends on the dimension. And the instances will give us what good unit points are, and maybe those are what the factors are. As the example, like, folksonomy has this value for that thing, right? Okay, great. So if we get that number, then we'll have the data that we can use, and then we have to, quote, refactor it, to use a different term, then we can do that, but do it in a principled way, based on the data. Is that good? So here's, any other comments? Open floor.
Two comments then. So first we have to figure out how are we going to split up into these various groups? Are there this duplicative groups that are going to run in parallel? Are we going to try and partition the space somehow? And secondly, how are we going to feed this into what Olivier and Frank are left holding the bag, which is the communique? Okay, are we, between now and tomorrow morning, going to have this stuff together so that we can say with any kind of usefulness, all right, we as a community have agreed on the following dimensions, at the very least, with a skeletal population thereof. How is that happening? It's still unclear to me.
The timing issue, like, because in other words, you're scheduled to start writing a communique tomorrow morning, right, or affirming it or something, yeah. Okay, so that's a pretty darn ambitious scale project, so we're going to have to wing it. I mean, it's going to have to be a greedy algorithm, as they say. It'll emit something. Suggestions?
It seems to me that whatever we will be able to do in groups needs to be shared after that. It's not sure we'll be able to do the sharing part tonight, or is it? Or would it be useful if the first part of tomorrow morning, the first hour of tomorrow morning, would be for sharing what we, the filling of the matrix or whatever?
One suggestion, yeah, we could do that. What I would suggest is that the groups actually do try and email to Peter, and who could then distribute, by the wiki pages and everything as much as possible, so that if you do get a chance to, you and Frank in particular, get a chance to monitor the wiki, you could go ahead and make a start, perhaps, on interpreting what you're seeing there. We could then just have a sort of a recap, clarifications, whatever, in the morning session, which would either serve to reinforce what you've already sort of anticipated, or you'd make some tweaks and some corrections and stuff, and then we can sort of finalize the thing after the plenary. That's what I would suggest.
And so if your first question, that's good, is how do we organize our, we need to put that grid of the examples up there again.
Okay.
And by the way, actually, Ken had the suggestion, which I think is excellent, of how to partition into groups based on community. But who knows? It's self-selecting. The Web 2.0 would just say, hey, you know, sign up. There's an open page. Do whatever you want. But we do need to cover the space, at least a reasonable space. Let's get at least, half a dozen or a dozen really good, solid examples. So if you have a burning issue, just pick up a new one if it's not covered by it. Yes, sir.
The only other question I have is there any interest for a group that's actually going to look at the dimensions? Because that, for me, is as fundamental. I mean, I could stick myself in one of half a dozen of those different ones. I'm not sure. Manu chases two rabbits, ends up with none. So.
Follow up on that. One good reason for doing this would be to come up with operational definitions of these dimensions. What I'm afraid of is that when we break into groups, we'll try to assign values on these various dimensions, but there might not be any reproducibility because we won't have enough guidance as to how to do this. So.
The Web 2.0 way of doing this would be this. You post your stuff to the wiki as soon as you come up with it. And then other people can monitor and see. So theoretically, it depends, who wants to work tonight and everything. But ideally, Olivia's point is, is a sequence here. There's a dependency. We have a data-driven process. And if we go off and do our pointy heads and start analyzing the death stuff without the data, then we're vulnerable to that. So I don't know how, who has a suggestion about how to compromise it with that? Yeah, and then Peter, yeah.
I was just going to suggest maybe you could ask each group to begin their process by coming up with operational definitions for each of the dimensions before they start categorizing their the instances. So then not only do you have one group that's working on dimensions, but everybody comes back with a richer set of operational definitions.
I'd go for the except for one refinement. I want to say that's not what I was proposing, something that has a different effect, which is, start from the example. What is the actual value of the thing you're talking about for the example? What is the expressive power or the context dependency or whatever of the example you're looking at? And that will be, you're nominating that value point as one of the units on a scale. Now, if it leads naturally to a scale, like, for instance, number of axioms or something like that, that's an important characterization. Say, this one has 475, but obviously the scale is a number. So they got that one nailed. If it's something more qualitative, a nominal data set, where there's a bunch, it's a set, then you're going to name one, or maybe you can propose a few, right? But if we do top down, like try to cover everyone's ontologies first and then do your own, then we're going to be back where we've been in this room.
I'd agree with that. I mean, I just think whether you can put the two together and have as a first task, which hopefully could be a little more rapid and get that dimensions group getting working, is for each of the other groups just to quickly and just give a first indication of whether they think all seven of the dimensions indicated or the four indicated by Denise are actually valid in their context. Because if we get rapidly back an idea that two of them just don't figure on anybody's map, then we've got a way forward.
May I ask, though, that we leave the dimensions that I have suggested today out of the discussion, because I think that they are confusing the issue. So let's just stick with the original framework and work through that. So let's not have two competing things going on at one time. We'll just stick with the one that was proposed and published to the wiki.
Right. I totally agree with Denise. I mean, we have less than 1 hour to the end of today. We have spent the whole morning talking about the framework. I think the only thing that's missing is the values or the scale for each of the dimensions or the aspects. And then I've already posted to the wiki, like for the group, we download the spreadsheet. I mean, the way we leave it at the end of the day.
This is on
the population page. Population page.
Session.
If you refresh your page, you can see.
Okay.
The group task download. If you click on that population spreadsheet, you'll download, and your group could fill out. I mean, select a few lines and then fill that out and mail it back to me. But before we leave here, I suggest we know how many groups we are, which artifacts is each group taking up, and then, yeah.
A small suggestion, which is don't report just values for this on these dimensions, but give a justification as to why you used one particular value on this axis.
Exactly. excellent point. That's really the meat. That's the really valuable part. Other comments? Yes, sir.
I've heard the term orthogonal used many times here. Mathematically, orthogonality is the property of a metric on a space. I haven't heard what the space is. I haven't heard what the metric is. However, since we're talking about ontologies, we might want to use ontological dependence or independence as a metric. Because I was just looking back at some of these dimensions, and to me, the way I think, I would think they're ontologically dependent, hence they're not orthogonal. So based on that, say again?
Like causally related or tautologically related?
Well, I'm saying here, look, the pragmatic dimensions, you have intended use and role of automated reasoning. Well, if I'm thinking of using this in an information system or search engine, then I most likely will need to use automated reasoning necessarily. So I would think of those as being ontologically related or dependent. Maybe that's wrong, but if it is, let me know.
I mean, disease is covariant. I think that, the point is, how do you clarify that? How do you clarify the dimension is what you're getting at, right? What do we mean by different from each other? And it's only if they don't add new information, if dimension n doesn't add into the n minus 1 when we're trying to say what ontology means, then don't bother with it, right? That's a failure mode for that. But if it actually, if there's an example that says, the first three don't get it, we need another dimension in order to make that one different than the others, there's a criteria. So again, Ken's idea was, I really think is great, organized by community, or organized by whatever you want, but by as a straw man, we can catalyze the clusters by a community, but we need to get the spreadsheet up there in order to do this. So if we can, and how are we going to, who's got an idea, how are we going to sign up a name? Just raise hands or something, or how do you want to do that? Use the board? Yeah, or whiteboard or something? Okay, that's good.
Just hide all these
BCPEs.
You can call out
names.
Go out to the end and type them in on the row.
Oh, there you go. You got a spreadsheet there. So for the upper generic foundational basic.
What's the due date on this?
Tonight. Midnight. Yeah, midnight, is it? Is that too late?
What time zone?
Yeah. Actually, Peter, do you want to... this kind of worms maybe, but do you want anyone that's not live here to participate in any way on this?
Anyone not live here want to participate?
Okay.
Does anyone who's virtual want to participate?
Like on the phone?
Oh, no, by community.
Who is on the phone? Oh, no one wants to participate from the phone.
Great idea. Okay. So we do have, we kind of know what this upper foundational basic one is, right? We know that equivalence class. Are there any others that would be naturally grouped with that one for the analysis purposes?
Is it
16 Cosmo is one of those.
How about just nine. Using one sumo?
No. Okay, this is going to be
9. Okay.
A, this is group A.
Okay, that's good.
Two.
Okay, great. Okay. What's another one? Propose one.
Delicious or the folksonomy and Dublin Core. They are both metadata.
Oh, they're very close to each other. Okay. That's great. So
with the math.
Dublin Core and Delicious. Does it that's like
I wouldn't say so on the Dublin Core.
There's structure. There are relations in Dublin Core?
Yep.
Oh, that's not quite well, you know what though? They don't have to be the same ontology. We can just use them as a differentiating point, we can make a case about
that
it. If they're interesting to compare to each other, they could be in the same group. Is that right? Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Other
Yeah, yeah. Sure. Okay. Now, there's a set of them having to do with data. Who's the expert? I mean, I know at least one of you. I think you're the environmental guy, right? Don't you have data? Don't you worry about data ontologies? You're a modeling guy. It's related, though, kind of. But yeah, maybe. But the modeling one you recommended was the EPA one, right?
The
EBCS. EBCS. Now, that one is a lot like geospatial, actually. And so it's...
Is it a C or is that an A or a B?
That's a new one. Yes, yeah, C.
Well, there is one that's not on there that was advertised as database integration. That's the ontology works, IO ontology.
IODE. Yeah, well, if you're in that group and you know that in ontology, feel free to add it. It's just your workload. It's up to you. You can add 5, 10 if you want. There's no consensus process that these are the right ontologies.
Biomedical.
Yeah. Biomedical is a great one. That's a D, right?
That's D. Okay. All the gene ontology.
Mesh. Yeah.
What else?
I think NEEM is by itself on that list. NIEM.
Hmm. One other requirement is you have to know something about what you're talking about. I don't hold myself to that standard, but if you don't know what NEEM is, don't be in that group. Does anyone? But so if you're in an existing group, you know what NEEM is. Maybe we should combine it with that group.
Yeah. NEEM and UBL have a lot in common.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're probably both XML based. Yeah. UBL's a lot.
That doesn't make them common.
No.
It's nothing. It's just a dictionary that has thesaurus synonyms in it. That's all it is. That's it. Simple. Very simple. No. Only synonyms. Only synonyms. Well, with some. No, it does not have full thesaurus. No, it does not. I've used it. It has hierarchical. It does not have all. Okay. Sorry.
So who's signing up for dimensions, the dimensions discussion? Those of you guys raised your hands.
No, but I thought the conversation said that we were going to do that in the group.
Well, I say we ought to do it.
Okay.
So some people need dimensions.
Okay. Still want to do.
Some people just want to do pure dimensions. And that's, like I said, maybe we can do whatever we want to talk about.
There's a couple of issues that worry me.
What?
D.
Oh, okay. D. Ken's in D. All right.
Not so ambitious as to do dimensions.
All right. I am going to re-upload this, okay?
We're still missing people for group?
Every group or number has names against it.
I still think we're missing a role at the top that tells people to put structure and structure or 1 through 5.
Well, they're going
to
decide
no.
that. They're going to decide that in the groups.
No, the groups decide.
The
yeah.
groups decide themselves?
Yeah, they're
going to
decide.
It's not going to.
It's folksonomic.
It's, well, and then well, we're
why
going
don't,
to.
Why can't
that's
we just have one more role?
Right.
I think it will take another hour of debate to resolve that.
We're going to do this folksonomically. Neem? Who's in Neem?
Okay. Neem wasn't captured by anyone, so it's just not going to get covered. And that's okay.
No, we're dropping.
We have 18 minus 3. We have 15. Well, 14. Well, I'm looking at, look, we got numbers 2 through 18, right? But then, right, which is 17 entries. Yeah, I know. I say 17 minus the 3 that have blanks. Minus the 4 that have blanks. So it's 13. Good. Good number. 13.
13 is enough.
Right.
I think it does.
Very simple.
So I guess people are going to stage into the employee lounge to self-assemble, right? We'll see what happens.
I hope so.
Peter, I'm going to work on one for which I'm the editor for ISO, and if I'm happy with the results, I'll send it to you.
Well, I don't know.
If I feel like I don't even know enough about a document I'm writing, I don't want to be like publicly humiliated. So I'm going to work hard on the dimensions.
Files,
okay, all right.
Yeah, that's actually best because I don't. Other than the UBL, I don't know any of the other things.
So who else? I mean, there were at least like 10 hands for dimensions. Dimensions.
Oh, no, I'm working on a specific ontology.
Yeah, but he is still asking who raised their hands for the dimensions discussion, and we don't actually know.
Oh, but which one are you working on again?
I'll send it to you.
Okay. I'm going to re-upload.
Mystery.
I'm re-uploading population-spreadsheets, okay? copy here, and presumably it will overwrite, correct, all right?
Yeah, if you renamed it to the dash, yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, okay.
So that, I think, is the new one now.
Okay, I can test you.
All right.
Is that up there?
Yeah, it should be.
So it's probably very and
so this is the old one. Let's see, population spreadsheet. Here's the population spreadsheet. Plural.
Well, BFO is going to be a little bit less structured. It has no access.
Does this look right?
I'm sorry. They claim they have access.
Yeah, because it's got
names.
Names.
Oops.